This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like the House bill, the Senate budget plan basically takes a hatchet to the SNAP program and shifts billions of dollars in costs to Texas. So it's really, if it's enacted, the bill represents the largest rollback of food assistance in the history of our country. So really disappointed and very concerned about the impact this is going to have on food insecure Texans and the people who participate in SNAP, the vast majority of whom are kids, seniors, veterans, people with disabilities, working families. You know, with these cuts, we predict that a lot of Texans are going to lose access to critical food assistance and that food insecurity and hunger in Texas is going to go up.
You mentioned working families in there, and that's something that Democrats have zeroed in on is people getting SNAP, they might be working, but they still can't make ends meet.
Correct. I mean, I think one thing to know about SNAP is that right now about 1 in 9 Texans participates. Over the course of a lifetime, it's estimated that half of all Americans are going to participate, and they may participate at different times in their life. They may come on when they're young and then need to get back on when they're old, but the average amount of time someone spends on the program is 6 to 9 months. It's intended to be short-term assistance, and whether that's helping someone who's lost a job or who isn't earning enough or a senior who can't stretch their Social Security benefits to afford food. But it is a program that provides pretty meager benefits, but it's a lifeline for millions of Americans during times of economic crisis, during times of individual crisis, during times of disaster. It helps a lot of Americans put food on the table and, you know, build a better future for themselves.
So when that falls on you, I mean, I would imagine your resources are already strained. It's not like you got a bunch of extra money stashed away. And so, you know, how does that affect your ability to do the mission?
Yeah, it's very concerning. I mean, we've seen rising levels of need in the last year approaching the height of what we saw during the pandemic. And that's largely because inflation, you know, has caused the cost of food and other things to just skyrocket. And although inflation slowed, costs haven't come down. So that's the big reason I think we're seeing so many more people in our lines. And just to kind of put things in perspective, food banks distribute over 700 million pounds of food every year. That's a lot of food. For every meal that we put on the table, our statewide network, the SNAP program puts 9 meals on the table. So it's operating at a scale that's almost 10 times as great as what all the food banks in Texas combined can do. So we won't be able to make up for a cut of this magnitude. If it causes hundreds of thousands of Texans to lose access to benefits, they will show up in our lines, and our ability to feed those families is going to be really limited. We're either going to have to reduce the amount of food we distribute or serve fewer local community partners. So we're very concerned. SNAP really does the heavy lift when it comes to fighting hunger in Texas and across the country. And these cuts, like I said, it's would be the biggest rollback in our commitment to ensuring that hungry Americans get the nourishment they need.
Where do you go from here? Do you work with Congress, or do you go to the state legislature and say, you guys need to get ready for more demand at the state level? Where do you go from here?
Well, right now we are continuing to push the House to reject the Senate bill. We know that the majority of Americans support Americans having access to food assistance during times of need. We know they support people having access to the health care that they need. This is not a popular bill, and we are pushing our elected members of Congress to reject the Senate bill and uphold our commitment to making sure that no American goes hungry. So that's what we're focused on in the next few days. Like I said, if enacted, it would shift potentially up to $1 billion, maybe more, in cost to Texas to continue to keep the program whole. At that point, yeah, our advocacy shifts to ensuring that the state legislature is willing to put up the money, put up their share. If they don't, it means either cutting benefits or making certain people ineligible. And frankly, they could walk away from the program entirely. So it's going to take either new revenue or diverting revenue from other critical needs. We've been fortunate to have surpluses over the last couple of legislative sessions, but the prediction is that's not going to continue. So, yeah, the advocacy will shift to the state level. It's going to basically be what we focus on in the next few years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.